Welcome to this installment of Above the Clouds. The previous sessions have been focused on Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. And there's one more prayer, or maybe two, that I absolutely wish to share with all of you. In this prayer, which we will hear soon, Prahlad Maharaj is revealing what for him constitutes the greatest good, the highest value. He says, I have full experience of the futility of worldly opulence, mystic power, longevity, and other material pleasures enjoyed by all living entities from Lord Brahma down to the end. He says, I have seen worldly opulence, mystic power, and longevity. That was with my father, but it was taken away from him within moments. So I do not desire them. As time, you destroy them all. Please take me to the side of your pure devotee and let me serve him as a sincere servant. Just imagine Prahlad stands before Lord Nrisimhadev, who has just now delivered his father. His father is no more. And Prahlad is now the next king. But he reflects, what is of true value for him? He says, I have seen the futility of Ayu, that is long life, Shriya, that is great wealth, and Vibhava, the power of the demigods, which all people desire. My father was so powerful that simply by the movements of his eyebrows in anger, all the demigods who had these powers were vanquished. And now even my powerful father has been vanquished by you within a moment. So the Lord might then ask Prahlad, tell me then, what is it that you truly wish? And as an answer to this question, he says, please take me to the side of your pure devotee and let me serve him as a sincere servant. That is all I wish for. What happens in the association of devotees that makes it so absolutely desirable? Well, Lord Krishna talks about this to Uddhava after he has revealed many, many subjects to his servant. He now says, I shall speak to you the most confidential knowledge. And what he tells Uddhava is this: my dear devotee, Uddhava, by associating with my pure devotees, one can destroy one's attachment for all objects of material sense gratification. And further, such purifying association brings me under the control of my devotee. So two things: one can become detached from Maya and attached to Krishna to a degree where Krishna is totally saying, my devotee is so dear to me, I will do whatever he wishes. I am actually in his heart and my devotee is in my heart. A very deep, 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 a confidential relationship. And he says, this relationship to me cannot be achieved by performing the Ashtanga Yoga system. It cannot be attained by studying so many philosophical concepts about the elements of material nature. You can't reach the Lord by practicing non-violence, chant the Vedas, perform penances. You can't reach Him by taking to the renounced order of life. And He gives a long, long list. Only by associating with my pure devotees, one can reach me. Because this effect is done. Once the wrong perspective that leads one to be attached to material life is absolutely changed in their association. And a traditional example is given. We are like small pots in this example. So when you take a small pot that is upside down and it is lying there in a rainstorm, then first, by the force of the rain, it is turned the right side up. And then secondly, it becomes filled with the sweet rainwater. We have seen that in India, in rainstorms. Small upside down pots are often turned over by the force of the falling rain. And then after this, they are filled. So in the same way, we who are like the pots here are corrected in our perspective. Our upside down perspective, where we value material wealth and fame and control so much that we are willing to do many things for it, our wrong perspective gets changed again. We turn away from the material world like a small pot which is moved up by the force of the rain, and then we are filled with Krishna prema, just like the pot who's filled with fresh rainwater. A good example of how important the association of pure devotees is found in the life of Kanchi Purna. He was a famous devotee in South India, and although born in a Shudra family, he was daily offering the service of fanning the famous deity of Lord Vishnu, known as Sri Varadaraj Swami. This means his name means the giver of benedictions. So once it so happened that a poor man approached Kanchi Purna and requested him to convey a question on his behalf to the Lord. It was known throughout the town that this devotee could speak with the Lord. So he asked if he would go to Vaikuntha at the end of his life. Kanchi Purna asked the question, "My Lord, this devotee came to me in the morning. His age is very substantial. He's going to die very soon. He wants to know if he goes back to you." And the Lord said, yeah, let him know that definitely he will go to Vaikuntha. At that time, a desire arose in the heart of Kanchi Purna. He wanted to know his destination, but he felt shy to ask this question. Now, after some time, the Lord, who knows the heart of his devotees, ask, Kanchipuram? Is there anything you want to ask me? But Kanchipuram replied, No. I have no question. But the Lord insisted, Kanchipuram, there's nothing you want to ask me? And finally, after being asked twice, Kanchipuram said, my dear Lord, will I go to you, to Vaikuntha, after this life? So Radharaj cast a very loving glance at his dearmost devotee and said, no, I love you, but you will not go to Vaikuntha after this life. Because although you have served me with great devotion, you have never served my devotee. Unless someone serves one of my devotees, they cannot enter into my abode. Hearing the Lord's answer, Kanchipuram stood still like a stone pillar for a moment. Then he cried. Next morning, he was not seen in the town any longer. People looked for him, but no trace of him could be found anywhere. Kanchipuram had taken off his saffron cloth. He had dressed in white and went to the home of one of his god brothers. Disguised as a cowherd man, he said, I'm very good in taking care of all the concerns of cows. You are old, let me herd your cows. All I wish is a little something to eat each day. This god brother, not recognizing that it was this very exalted devotee, said, yes, may you serve the cows. So once there was a rainstorm in the country, and when Kanchipuram came home with the cows, his cloth was soaking wet, so he found his saffron dress and donned it. He dressed in it. Then he chanted the name in great transcendental emotion. Somehow his god brother thought in the evening, let me just see after this rainstorm how the cowherd men and the cows are faring. And he went to the cowshed, looked, and he saw a saffron-dressed Vaishnav with tears of ecstasy in his eyes, and he could recognize, oh no, this is the famous Kanchipuram. He said, it's you, what are you doing? You will destroy me. I cannot allow you to render any more service to me. Rather, it is I who should serve you day and night. Kanchipuram paid his obeisances and he went back to his beloved Varadaraj Swami, the Lord of Benedictions. And when he entered the temple, the deity was already smiling. Kanchipuram, for 6 months you did menial service for one of my devotees? Very nice. Now at the end of this life, you can come back to me. My dear devotees, there is a verse in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. It says, one may doubt whether the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who says, I am the servant of God, will attain perfection. But there is absolutely no doubt that those who are attached to serving the devotees of the Lord will attain perfection. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami makes a similar point. He says, unless one is favored by a pure devotee, one cannot attain the platform of devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna Bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence. Why is this so? Now, if you want to have honey, don't go to the flowers, go to the beehive nearby and you will get the honey. In the same way, if you want to get bhakti and taste the bhakti rasa, don't go directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Go to those bee-like devotees who have drawn the honey out of the lotus feet of the Lord and who are merciful enough to give them to you. As this episode comes to the end, I would like to suggest to you two ways in which you can take benefits from the association of the devotees. Jiva Goswami says there are two ways in which one can serve the devotees. One, through ceremonial worship. You can put a picture of a pure devotee and offer incense and flowers to him. Or the second step, by learning to actually associate with them. You can do this by studying their lives, by following their examples, by reading their literature. In whatever way you take benefit from pure devotees, know that this is sufficient for self-realization, because you can learn everything about spiritual advancement from such devotees. And this will attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead into a really confidential relationship with you. I thank you very much for listening. See you very soon for the next episode of Above the Clouds.